Don't like waiting, don't like waiting, let's go right now. Gotta hit the ground, dancing for the music slows down. What I'm saying, if there's something to fix, take it to another level, this is the remix. Everybody, everybody get out on the floor. It can get a little crazy when the kick hits the floor. Till you rock it, we can't take it no more. Bring the lights up, bust the doors down, dust yourself off. Shake it up, DJ set it up, take it up a notch, all together now. Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. Break it down, I've got something to say. When you're dancing with me, it's like we go MIA. Shake it up, you gotta change it up. And if the day's not right, just brush it off tonight. Put on your attitude, you're in my pocket mood. And when you've had enough, shake it up. Bring the lights up, bust the doors down, dust yourself off, shake it up, DJ set it up, take it up a notch, all together now, shake it up, bring the lights up, bust the doors down, dust yourself off, shake it up, DJ set it up, take it up a notch, all together now, shake it up.
Faded.
Faded.
This made me so happy. It's like you're back. You like it's like party at a rich dude's house all over again.
Yeah. Not to brag or anything.
Oh, Valk. Okay, so.
What'd you think, yo?
Oh, I was gonna do her choices first.
Oh, the choices. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you could do that too. Sorry.
snap.
No.
Jeez, go shake it up. So Valk show Shake It Up by Selena Gomez, which Faded did. Rochelle picked Shoebox by Brie Larson.
I'm so mad. Faded's voice is like really similar to Brie Larson, just like saying.
Which is kind of unfortunate because in hindsight, which we found out as like recently, there is no backtrack for that song.
No, there is. It's just not good.
Really it's like a vocal one. Rip.
It was a vocal rip that like when I first listened to it sounded okay and I like previewed some of it and then like towards like the bridge it got like weird and so I like didn't listen far enough and I should have and that's my fault. I'm sorry.
So Faded kind of had like two good choices that kind of went eh. And then I pick Extraordinary by Mandy Moore, which I'm bummed you didn't pick. But that's okay.
Jeff was totally just okay. Mad because no one picked him.
I know. Come on, Lash.
Let's see. Because I'm better.
Anyway.
You can go ahead, Jeffers.
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah. Well, first off, I was very concerned about picking this song because it's a techno-ish sounding song, and the mixing is no easy challenge. And I thought you handled it really, really, really well. Like, there was that cool digitalized effect you had in the first verse. That was really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
And your harmonies are really good, too.
Oh, so good.
And, like, there was something else. The layering was really good. I feel like I missed
the panning.
The panning, that's it. The panning.
The panning. Oh, was, yeah, like, the panning was so awesome.
It was, like, weird, like, background, like, echoey, and it was, like, woo in my head.
Yeah, she did the panning slide, and she also did the quick left and right switches, which is really cool. And, like, I don't know many people on VH that mix with panning, so good job, Baited. I'm really impressed. I really liked your breakdown rap. That was great. And yes. Your energy.
I did too. That was cool. And that's like my favorite part of the song. So I was glad that you like did it so well.
Your energy and performance was so good on this, Faded. And I like that it wasn't as nasal as you sometimes are when you do high energy songs.
I really liked that you kind of like went into your head voice on the like shake it up part. That part.
Yeah.
Like you kind of like went into that like pretty like upper register that you have. But you also kept that like awesome energy going. I don't know.
Yeah.
So good.
But my only nitpick is that occasionally in the chorus, there are shake it ups, and a few of the lines before were just a tiny hair flat, just very slight, little bit.
Oh,
it,
really?
Like, almost got there. Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
Just really slightly, it sounded a little flat, but overall, great job, Faded. This was very entertaining to listen to.
This was so entertaining. Like, you were all, like, worried about, like, the levels and all this stuff. You were like, the levels are bad. And I was like, I'll figure that out when I get to it. And, like, it really wasn't at all. Like, your mixing was so good. Like, you mm-hmm. panned a ton. And, like, you, like, had these cool effects. And, like, all these, your background vocals were layered, like, really nicely. I loved your energy. This was, like, old Faded for me. This was when, like, we would listen to your song and I would just be like, wow, it was so good. Nothing bad to say. Like, and I was really excited because, like, I know the past couple weeks you've been, like, not there. Like, you just had, like, a slump or something like that. And I feel like you're back and I'm, like, really happy about that. This was just, like, you, like, really brought it. And I think this was a great pick for you. And I'm happy that you chose this one because
it was.
I think it fit you. As much as you, like, sound like Brie Larson, and as much as Jeffers is really upset because he, like, I think he, like, really wanted you to do Manny Moore.
No, that was, like, the one out of all the people in the competition where I had to pick songs for, this was the one song I was, like, Faded, please do this. Of all the competitors, I just want Faded to do this song, but she didn't. Well, because, like, I wanted her to use her really high and pretty upper register on a, like, a really subtle laid-back song, but hey, she did this one great, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, she did. And she should do that other one for fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It singles me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's really all I have to say because I really like this. I'm, like, super happy. This, like, made me happy. Val, what did you want to say?
Not a brag or anything, no. This was my, I, like, before Popstar started, I was like, I need Faded to do Shake It Up. And when we get the judge's choice, I'm going to make her. I, like, love this song. It's like my phone ring right now. So I, like,
oh my goodness.
Wow. Valentine really likes this song.
Yeah.
New Disney Channel.
Yeah. It's like one of the few Disney Channel songs I'm like, I love. And I also love that show. But anyway. I thought this was really good too. Like, when you came in, it sounded like you were singing kind of weird, and like it sounded like you were singing a little lower than you had to, but then by the time you got to the first chorus, you, like, got back on track and it, like, sounded normal again to me. And I really liked, yeah, like, everything that's been said. I love the layering and the mixing and, like, the little rap part. And you sounded like you were dancing, which this is a dance song, so I was like, woo, go Faded is dancing. My only note was, like, when you held out the long, like, near the end, the shake it up, like, the really long one, it sounded a little flat, but, like, that was about it. I really liked the layering, and everything about this was really, really cool.
Are we done?
The end.
Yeah, I was saying we're done.
All right. So, closing out the night, I guess, is Lash?
Yep.
It's Lashay.
Yep. Lashay.
I don't think, apparently she maybe doesn't like that nickname. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Oh, but it's so funny.
Forget that. Lash.
Trevor's like, I take it back.
I take it back.
I
Lash.
Don't.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, up next is Lash.
Here's the thing, we started off friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I pictured me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say.
Choices.
She did Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson, which is not a Valk choice for
it
once. What do you know? Her other picks were What the Hell by Avril Lavigne, which was my choice. And Valk chose Fireworks by Katy Perry. Ew. All three really tough, belty songs.
I know. Yeah. So good but job tackling this one.
Yeah.
Let's see. I like really liked your harmonies on the chorus a lot. I thought that was really, really great. There's a couple moments where you did some runs and they kind of sounded like very vibrato-y. Like you had these moments where you just like it just sounded like your runs were like your runs were like just like a little off because of your like it sounded like you didn't have 100% control over them there. That's what I was looking to say. There was a couple of parts where like I felt like your belting became a little yelly like the lead in to like the bridge,
the
you had your chant, yeah, again and your last again, like again and again and again. That one was a little yelly. I know I sang that like really horribly. It's like 3. I thought that you had really good energy, which like you need to have for a song like this. I feel like if you don't have energy, your belting just sounds dead and boring. So I thought that was really good. And, like, good for you for tackling this song. I thought that this wasn't your best song that you've submitted on this show. Like, I've heard you do better work than this. But I also enjoyed it at the same time. So what did you think, Valk?
I'm kind of iffy about this. Like, I have the only, like, exposure I have to the songs through, like, Sailor Moon Abridged, really.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness.
What a horrible way to be exposed, like, to this.
Valk, just stop now. I can't.
No. Maybe, like, play a second of it. So, but, like, yeah, I agree with, like, some of the stuff sounded, like, yelly instead of belty to me. Like, the chorus, like, the lead, Since You've Been Gone, sounded shouty to me. And there was something, I forgot where, near the end that also sounded shouty, but I forgot what the word was. And I felt like the harmonies could have been mixed a little lower, because they sounded like a bunch of lashes coming at me. I really liked your emotion on the verses, and I liked, like, your tone on it. You were, like, it sounded like, it's weird because it sounded like you were putting on a voice, but it was, like, a lash voice. So, I don't know, it was weird. It just, like, fit with the song really well. And I liked your energy, too. Yeah, I agree. Like, this was good, but I've liked, like, stuff from you in the past, like, a lot more.
Jeffers?
Well, I'm just, like, amazed she picked this song of the three. Like, what? No, like, this song is, like, ridiculously hard to do.
It,
like,
is. Oh, I my do goodness. Think the firework can be strainy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a song, like, I think firework puts a lot of strain. Like, Since You've Been Gone, the thing is, like, you kind of, like, are in that place the whole time. But with firework, there's, like, a lot of jumping around in your voice. Like,
yeah.
You go from, like, you know, like, pretty low, low, low in your voice, and then you have to go straight up into the baby,
yeah.
You're fine. Yeah.
Same with the what the hell, like, it hits both the high and the low, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway.
They were all hard songs. Anyway.
Good job, Lash, for, like, surviving this round. I think we tried to set up and kill you or something. I actually wasn't a fan of the layering in the chorus. It sounded a little too chaotic for my liking.
Yeah, it was weird.
I really liked it. I agree, though, that when Valk said that they should have been a little quieter. But I thought they were, like, nice to have there.
Like, at first I thought it was panned, but it wasn't. So, not panned, but I thought it was flanged, but it wasn't. So, I don't know. Anyway, I thought your belting was really good. Especially for the last, again, like they said, and some parts in the verse sounded a little bit pitchy to me. Like, overall, like, usually Lash has really polished performance, and I know she struggled to get this in, but I thought it sounded kind of rushed, especially in the verses. Like, the belting was well done, but the verses sounded a little, it could have been tighter vocally and note-wise, but
mm-hmm.
Overall, not bad. Not bad at all. It's still very good on a really tough song, and this is, like, an awesome semifinals, so good job.
Yeah, really awesome. Awesome tonight.
I'm sorry that, like, we had a drop so that it, like, cut you guys a week short, but I know a lot of people were actually, some people were, like, happy because they were like, oh, good, yay, like, more time, and, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I think it worked out, and, like, the show ran for long enough that there are still badges at stake in the finale, so
yes.
It didn't, cutting it a week short doesn't matter. Change anything, just so that everybody, because I'm sure that all of you were sitting on the edge of your seat wondering about that. So anyway, we should, like, move into the results, because I'm sure people are, like, dying at this point to know.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Jeffers,
yes,
would you like to say who won for you tonight?
Oh, that's hard.
Wait, the first person going in the finale. The first person.
That's hard because I had a tie for me. So
oh, right. I forgot that you had a tie. I should have somebody else.
So you or Valk should pick because I had a tie on mine.
Valk, why don't you pick who won for you then? Because Jefferson had a tie.
I know.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
I did like have all of my songs done tonight, so not to brag or anything, no. But Omi was my top person tonight.
Omi, you are definitely going to the finale.
Yay!
Congrats.
Last man standing.
I know. And he made it all the way. I'm excited. We haven't had a guy in a finale in a really long time.
I know.
So this is, like, exciting for me. All right. So I know Jeffers, your person, the person that was tied for you was the person that won for me because I had Omi second. And the person that won for me and was also tied for first with Omi on Jeffers, right? I'm right about this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the second person going to the finale is Faded. Woo!
Yay!
Good job, Faded. Nice recovery this week.
Yes, good recovery. Yeah. This was so good. You were really good for me. I liked you just a little bit more than Omi, but not by much. This was like a super cool. Like, this was so close. Yeah.
But you're both safe and heading to the finale, so good job, you
Yay!
Two.
So, who am I gonna, am I going to make myself be mean tonight? No,
yes.
I'm not going to. I'm going to make Jeffers be mean tonight.
Okay, I see how it is.
See, Jeffers has been nice all season. Jeffers is a nice person, and tonight
no,
he's going to be mean.
I had to cut cookies, or it was the tie between cookies and Faded was really not nice, but... Okay, I will do it if you want. Like,
I am forcing Jeffers to do it. But I also have to say something when you're done. So.
Okay, like, it was really close. And, like, both Lash and Melly both had things that had some little things in between. But overall, both were, like, really solid performances. So.
And have been all season. Like, you guys have been doing
it. Yeah.
I know. Like, it's been such a good season. But, unfortunately, we do have to cut someone.
I know.
So, unfortunately, the person safe. Yeah, we'll do it that way. So, the person that's going to the finale is Lash. So, you're safe.
Yay!
Really
Melly.
Sorry, Melly.
I, like, want to apologize to you because I feel like I was kind of, like, overly picky in your critique because I was, like, tired and I was, like, angry that we started Popstar late. And I feel like I was overly picky in your critique. I like really liked your song a lot, and I think
yeah,
this
I
was,
really
like,
liked yours.
You
too.
Were like this was a super close finale, like semifinals, I guess.
Yeah, your song was solid this week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like really good, and I think like and honestly, like we all said that like when we were like you know talking about it, we were like if the end had just been like slightly tighter, it would have been like it was oh my god, I mean it was really close the way it was. It was just, like, it was really close. And so, like, I don't want you to feel bad because, like, I mean, top four is, like, awesome. And you're really,
yeah.
really good. And everybody
and,
knows.
Yeah, the past few weeks you've been, like, fantastic. And this was no exception. So you should be proud.
Yeah, you've improved so much and got so far. Like, I know in the beginning you were, like, I'm just hoping to get top five. And you did that and got to top four. Like, that's amazing, Melly. Like, we're all really proud of you, so good job.
Yes.
Go, Canada.
Go, Canada. But yes, good job, Melly. I'm, like, super proud of you.
Yes.
Now, the finale will be due in 2 weeks, like always, as all finales are.
So that'd be, like, June 8th? No,
June 15th. Yes.
Yeah.
The finale is due June 15th. And let's see, we are doing free choice again, like we did on Rockstar, because we really liked that. Kind of gave you guys a chance to like pick what you felt you were good at. And then we are doing pop rock, which we will have a list of artists for, and Latin pop.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah,
which we also will have a list of artists for, so it'll be like sexy.
Sorry about this. We didn't really foresee a finale being in the next round.
Yeah,
so
we kind of had to come up with the finale quicker than we expected.
So we picked the finale, but we're deliberating on the artist as we speak.
Yeah,
so
we had had ideas for the finale for a while, but like we didn't really talk about the artists entirely because we weren't sure like fully. But yeah, so we will give you guys like a list of artists very, very shortly. You know, I think you guys should really stick to the, because there's the free choice option, I like really want you guys to stick to the list. Originally I was going to say, like, you know, if you think of somebody and you really, really, really want to do it, then add them. We can like talk about adding people to the list. But I think because we're doing free choice, we should just stick with the list. Sorry, that was me like thinking out loud more so than like
fine.
So anyway, good job, everybody.
Good job, you all. That was awesome.
Oh, Lone Star auditions are gonna like open really soon now that the finale. So like probably like tomorrow or Friday. I like talk to Valk and Dylan about it because Dylan's gonna be our third judge because like he won Lone Star.
He won Lone Star.
For those of you that don't know, he won. So like, and Lulu's been like MIA for like a good year now. So like, I doubt she's gonna be back to judge with us as much as we want her to be. So Dylan is gonna be her replacement.
Bummer.
I know. You're gonna have to hear about Dylan winning Lone Star a lot, I guess.
In like every critique.
Y'all. But anyway, yes, so Lone Star auditions will open like soon, so look for that. And also, Jeffers, would you like to promote your show that you're doing too?
What show? Which is kind of ironic because I'm actually recording the first audition episode tonight. Like I did like half the episode pre-Popstar, and after this, I have to like run off and finish the second half.
Yes.
But, we are currently holding auditions for Happiest Competition on Earth Season 2.
Yay!
Exciting. And that runs until June 19th, I think. 19th or 18th, something like that. But you can check on the thread for the board for that. But yeah, Disney songs. Woo.
It's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. And for those who don't know, Lone Star is a country singing competition. But I feel like everybody knows that at this point. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It's an awesome summer show lineup.
Yeah, I know. Performant, Lone Star, and Happiest Competition are all back for their second seasons. The summer shows have started. Woo.
Yay.
We just need act it.
It is officially summer. Your life is bombed down with a bunch of shows.
Yes. So anyway, have a good night. Good job to everybody, and like, thank you so much, Melly, for being an amazing contestant on this show.
Thank
we
you
like
so much.
Really Yay. Appreciate everything you did, and like, you're really good. So don't feel bad.
Yes.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.